We were all expecting Senator Reid to come out and try an open debate on the omnibus bill, and Republicans have been saying that they wanted to ask for a reading of the bill, which is rarely ever happens in the Senate, and the omnibus bill is 1,900 pages long.
Oh.
So reading the bill would take up, yeah, quite a bit of time, between 40 and 50 hours, according to some estimates. So this is what we expected to happen. But instead, last night, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid comes on the floor, and he says, you know, I thought I had 9 Republicans in my corner who were going to vote for cloture on this, which obviously puts it above 60 votes, and he said the votes fell through. It didn't happen. And instead, some people described it, he basically caved it, gave to Republican wishes, and Republicans have been proposing, instead of a huge $1.1 trillion omnibus bill, they're proposing a CR, which is a continuing resolution, keep funding going through February. And he said, all right, this is what we're going to do instead.
It becomes, for our listeners, for agencies, it becomes a very different ball of wax, because this would have at least gotten them through the end of the year. Now, they essentially sit in limbo until February, when they decide what they're going to do for what is just left half the year.
Exactly. You know, it basically pushes the ball down the field, and we're going to have to take this up again in February. And that's why you saw people like Secretary Gates come out and say, we really would like this omnibus to be passed. You know, it really does affect mostly federal agencies above anyone else.
Yeah, it makes it difficult to plan and figure out what you're going to do long term. A very unusual year where not a single of the 13 bills got spent. The defense authorization bill seems like it's unlikely to get passed. I mean, really, very unusual.
Yes, it is very unusual. You know, this has been an odd lame duck session. We thought a year ago was odd with the health care bill and reconciliation of that, and staying till Christmas morning and senators voting at 7 a.m. only to catch a flight home on Christmas Eve. I mean, we thought that was odd. But this is pretty odd, too, just given how much stuff hasn't gone through, the last-minute scheduling changes, what's going to go in, what's not going to go in. It's pretty interesting for a lame duck session.
Yeah.
But a lot of it has to do with, you know, this is not going to be the same Congress that comes back in January. It's going to be a lot more Republicans are going to be in the Senate, and obviously Republicans took over the House. So Democrats are trying to get it done now.
So what happens with the spending bill? Does it seem likely that the CR through February will get passed?
I think at this point it's very likely it's what Republicans wanted. And already several Democrats were not going to vote for the omnibus bill, so it's pretty likely that this will come to, CR will come to a vote. Probably, we're thinking Senator Reid will probably bring it to the floor sometime in the next 24 hours, and then they'll vote on it, hopefully before the government would shut down on Saturday at midnight.
Right, exactly. And I know that's a big concern for a lot of feds, is, you know, that they've been there, done that before. So, but it doesn't seem like come February that the issues that they're grappling with are going to be easier. I mean, yes, they pushed it down the field, but it's still going to be a very difficult issue to grapple with.
It really isn't going to be much easier, but, it's going to be a different Congress. There's an argument it'll be harder because you're going to have a more evenly divided Senate. That's just the way it is. It won't be easier, but they will have time on their side a little bit more. Then again, they've had all year to pass an omnibus, and look where we are. Cut less than a week. It's a week before Christmas, and they still haven't passed it. So you think they have time on their side. But as we've noted, Congress does have a habit of saving things to the last minute.
One last question, then I'll let you go. It was the big issue that the Republicans just didn't want something going through the rest of the fiscal year? Was that the big issue for Republicans?
Well, I think politically there are a lot of issues at play here. Republicans just went through a really brutal primary season over the past year, with you had these Tea Party candidates, fiscally conservative, challenging a lot of more typical candidates, even challenging incumbents. And there was a huge push from these Tea Party candidates not to have earmarks. Earmarks have officially become a dirty word in the Republican Party. Not for every Republican, but we're really there. Where if you're a Republican and you do not want to be primary challenged, you better be anti-earmark in almost every case, okay? Almost every state, too. So I think that was at play, too. There's some political concerns there. I'm sure the Republican, you know, they do want to appear like they are in touch with their base.
We hope you're not having to work Christmas Eve as they try and finish up and get out of town.
No, I will say the bright side of all of this, at least for reporters, and this is, again, just for reporters,
right,
is that because they're not going to be working on the omnibus, the CR is expected to pass, you know what, I think I will have Christmas.